From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kurds in Iraq retaking villages. Iraqi Kurdish forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Brigadier General Iskander Farik Kurdi said his forces attacked from two directions and some IS territory had been liberated. The military operation is a major step in the attempt to retake Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, which the Islamic State captured 2 years ago. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the key northern city of Manbij, says it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, the Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on the area along the border, making it more difficult for Islamic State to infiltrate fighters and supplies. Local officials and foreign military commanders in Afghanistan have played down concerns. Islamic State is expanding activities beyond its traditional strongholds in the east. They insist the recent killing of the local leader of an IS in an American drone strike and gains by Afghan forces against the Syrian-based terrorist group have cornered the militants in parts of eastern Nangarhar and Kunar provinces, which border Pakistan. Nigeria's government says it is reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video service showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner swap for the rest. It is a demand that Boko Haram has made before. Activists say, for the sake of the girls, it's time for the Nigerian government to negotiate. This is VOA News.